My father has an old guitar and he plays me folk songs. My father has an old guitar and he plays me folk songs. There is nothing I want more than to play.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have you ever sat through a show that you weren't expecting to like and had been absolutely blown away by after you saw it? Well, that's what happened to me last Saturday at City Theater when I saw The Lion, a one-man musical written and performed by Benjamin Scheuer. You see, I really wasn't up for watching a guy I had never heard of playing guitar, actually several guitars, and telling his life story. But as it turns out, it's a really good story, unusual and exceptional in so many ways, and also a story we can all relate to with its bitter family conflict, heartbreak, and illness. And as the story is told, the audience is laughing, crying, and rooting for Ben Scheuer, who joins me now in studio, guitar at the ready. Benjamin Scheuer, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you. One of the things that many of us fear the most in life is having unfinished business or things left unsaid to someone we're close to because they have died. That is what happened to you. Your father died when you two weren't speaking to each other, and so there was no way to reconcile, and you were just shy of your 14th birthday.
That's right. Yeah.
Where did that leave you emotionally?
I felt very, very alone. I felt very guilty, in fact. I really blamed myself for my father's death. So he and I got into a fight, and then we didn't speak, and he died of a brain aneurysm. And I watched it happen. He woke up with a headache, and then he had a seizure, and then he was a vegetable for a few weeks, and then he was dead. And I figured, man, I stressed my father out. We got into this fight, and then he died, and it's obviously my fault. And, of course, after somebody dies, all everybody does is talk about how wonderful they were. So here was me feeling guilty that I'd stressed my father out, and then everybody talking about how, you know, my father would never argue with anybody, certainly not his children. And here was I knowing that that just wasn't true, that we had argued. Now, in fact, if we hadn't, you know, if my father had lived another 4 days, I'm sure we would have reconciled. It would have been absolutely fine. But the confluence of these circumstances made for a very guilty young man. I was a very, very frustrated and guilty young man. But it was music that allowed me to sort of make peace with all of this. And writing about my dad has allowed me to make peace with him and make peace with myself.
The years go by, and you and your brothers move to England, where your mom is from.
Yeah.
You are enrolled in a boarding school. You're dealing with your own anger issues. You go back to the U.S. You meet a girl who is the love of your life. We hear about her. Then she leaves you. And about that time, you get very sick and find out you have cancer.
Yeah, it was real fun stuff, right?
Well, I mean, you go through a lot of this of stuff, for sure. And this is all before you even reach 30. Had you ever thought, Benjamin, about just letting go at some point and not even trying to fight the disease? Did you ever think, maybe I'd like to die at this point?
Absolutely not. Dying sounded super lame. I had a lot of songs to write. I had a lot of life to live. I live in New York City, which I think is a really very exciting place to live. There's a lot of great music. There's a lot of great art, a lot of great food. There's a lot of great food here, actually. Here,
yeah. You know, you're discovering that,
aren't
you?
That's cool. Pittsburgh's great, man. I went to the open mic at Hambones on Tuesday night, played some songs that aren't in the show The Lion, met some local musicians, had a really good time. Yeah, no, and there's so much living to do. You know, I was never in any way inclined to phone it in while I was sick. In fact,
but you can understand how a lesser man might have just said, you know, I this is too much. I can't take it.
You know, one thing I did was my doctor told me, he said, Benjamin, listen, you know, when you get chemotherapy, you're going to get better on the inside. You're going to look worse on the outside. And I thought this was a really fascinating visual contradiction, a sort of really horrible thing, but very interesting from an artist's point of view. And I can't help but thinking about these sort of things in artistic ways. And so I called my friend Raya Lerner, who's a photographer, teaches at the International Center of Photography in New York. And I said, Raya, I'm about to do 6 months of chemotherapy where I'm going to get better on the inside, look worse on the outside. Do you want to come photograph me once a week? And she did. And we made a book of these photos along with text from the journal that I kept. And it's called Between Two Spaces. And Between Two Spaces is to raise money for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, which is an organization that developed the drugs Adriamycin, Bleomycin, Vinblastine, Dicarbazine, or was instrumental in their development that saved my life. And so it feels really good to give back to this organization and to give back to cancer research, and also to have made something good out of something bad. You know, and I think that's one thing that art really affords us in any arena, is if something bad is happening, you can make some art out of it. And then by the alchemy of art, you've made something good out of something bad. That to me is amazing.
At what point did you start to write songs about all of this?
Wow. I kept this journal throughout my illness. I found it really hard to write songs while I was ill. The day of my second to last chemotherapy, so I did 12 doses of chemotherapy, once every 2 weeks for 6 months. And the day of my 11th chemo, I decided I wanted to write a song called The Lion. I'd gone to the Bronx Zoo to look at the lions. I wanted to see these big, beautiful, beautiful animals. I think it gave me an idea of strength. And so I sat down on West 10th Street in Greenwich Village with my guitar, and I wrote about four generations of my family. And the men in my family tend to die really young. My father died before he was 50. My grandfather died before he was 50. My great-grandfather died before he was 50. I was determined to break this cycle. And so I started writing a song called The Lion that day. It was June of 2011. And that's really where the show came from. And the next year, after I'd been cured of cancer, I was back in New York playing gigs again in the open mics, in the coffee shops. And I'd memorized these songs I was playing, these autobiographical tunes about my life. But I hadn't yet memorized what I was going to say. And I'm pretty bad at improvising. And so I thought, what if I write down the stuff I'm going to say between the songs also? I won't tell anybody that I've memorized it. But when I go to my gig, I'll be able to connect each two songs better. I'll be able to frame each song better. And then I had a score, which was the songs, and I had a script, which is the talking, and that's where The Lion came from.
Well, let's hear a song. Maybe we should hear The Lion right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd be glad to play The Lion.
All right.
Now, the reason I have seven guitars in the show is because they're all tuned differently.
So this is when you know it's live radio, because we're listening in. This is Radio Verite right here. We're getting to hear the actual tuning of the guitar.
This is Benjamin Scheuer, and this is The Lion. It is, of course, a true story. When my mother still was young, her father died from too much wine. His parents both were hunted in the jungle. She moved into the city in her 20s, met my father, he courted her, they fell in love and married. On a Tuesday, April morning, his brilliant brain stopped working. My brother's mom and I all sat around crying when it occurred to me that I'd do well to lead our little pride. And so I tried to find my roar and be a lion. I always show my teeth when I am smiling. I only say I love you when I'm sure. Inside my gentle paws, I've got some devastating claws, and I'm learning what it means to really roar. To protect them from the storm, keep them safe and keep them warm. Music was the fire that I shared. It taught me when in fear to be open and sincere, because sometimes being brave is being scared. And at the risk of getting burned, I tried to guide the pride to learn to find their own ideas of fire and fan the flame with other stuff to do and see. They left the music all to me. The things that made us lions were not the same. And I always show my teeth when I am smiling. I only say I love you when I'm sure. Inside my gentle paws, I've got some devastating claws, and I'm learning what it means to really roar. When all the cubs grew up and we were spread around the earth, I found one day that I'd grown very sick. My bones were filled with holes, my belly hung in rolls, and I was bald where once my mane was thick. I slept and was ashamed, I was quiet, I was tamed. Then they came and stayed and helped me heal inside. And though I had to learn once more to be a lion without a roar, it's not the roar that makes the lion, it's the pride.
I always show my teeth when I am smiling. I only say I love you when I'm sure. Inside my gentle paws, I've got some devastating claws, and I'm learning what it means to really roar. But I always show my teeth when I am smiling. Now you only say I love you when I'm sure. Inside my gentle paws, I've got some devastating claws, and I'm learning what it means to really roar.
That was great. Benjamin Scheuer with The Lion, which is the title song from his one-man show, being performed currently at City Theater, and it's running through June 5th on the City Theater's main stage. This is a show, Benjamin, that is fueled by raw emotions and open wounds, which makes it very real and relatable. But is there also a risk that you'll burn out on performing this because it's rough stuff and you're taking this show to a lot of cities? And, you know, we just heard that in your voice just now. I mean, you are pouring every ounce of yourself into this.
Well, I've been lucky enough to have done about 400 performances of the show now. We're in San Francisco. I've done the show off Broadway twice. We're actually, Mary Chapin Carpenter came to see the show off Broadway and then invited me to go on tour with her in London. So we got to go play. I played a solo set at the Royal Albert Hall, which I think my mother finally realized that what I do is a real job when my mom came to the Albert Hall in London. Yeah, the thing that keeps it fresh for me every day, man, is the audience. You know, the audience, it's always different in the room. And I can tell by people's faces, I can tell what they're reacting to. And suddenly the audience becomes my cast members. And because it's a one-person show that came out of a coffee shop gig, like, I can just stop the show and talk to the audience if I want. If somebody sneezes, I'll say, bless you. You know, I
saw you do that, in fact, on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't pretend that I'm not in a room with a group of people. Like, I know they're there, and they know I'm there. And I think, ultimately, that makes it more human. I mean, I was told, my friend Andrew Lippa, who's a songwriter, said that the two most spiritual words we can hear are, me too. And I think he's right. I think we love to hear me too. We love to feel a little bit less alone in the world and to hear that when somebody else tells us their truth, you know, the things that they think are going to separate them from other people, so often those are the things that connect them. And that's something that's really important to me, is whenever my pen hesitates above the page as a writer and I think, oh, I can't say that. It's too weird. It's too personal. It's too sexual. It's too alienating. That's where I start as a songwriter. That's where I start to tell those difficult truths, because ultimately those are the things that I find are most connecting.
Yeah, I think that's what pulls people in, is that your life reflects back at them and they don't feel alone, and they also take, I think, probably a great deal of inspiration from everything you've been through, and that, you know, look how you've turned out.
Well, thanks, man. I mean, it's been cool to be able to connect with other folks in the theater. I've made some little animated films. The song The Lion's got an animated music video. The song Cookie Tin Banjo, which I think you were playing earlier on air, has got an animated music video. The record Songs from the Lion actually comes out the 3rd of June. Comes out in just a couple weeks, and it's out on Warner ADA, and folks can pre-order it now. I didn't know what pre-order meant, but it means if you order it now on iTunes, you'll get the song Lovin' You Will Be Easy and the song Weather the Storm, which is also an animated music video. You'll get those right away. And I'm really proud of the record. I'm proud of these videos. I'm proud of the show. I'm proud of the book Between Two Spaces. To be able to connect with other folks over difficult stuff is I think, sort of that's what makes us human.
We're talking with Ben Scheuer. We've got just a couple of minutes left. What is your mom? I'm very curious, because, you know, you had some difficult relations with your mom and your brothers over the years, and now you've put it all down and they've had a chance to see it. And what do they think of your success?
I think my mom's very pleased that I'm earning a living as a musician. As for what does she think of the show The Lion? She doesn't like it. She doesn't want to see me get sick on stage. She doesn't want to see her husband die on stage. And she's also a very private lady. It's difficult for her to see me talk so openly about my family, not just about the good things, but also the tough stuff. But, you know, she and I are sort of agree to disagree on this one, that she's proud. She's proud that I've forged a career as an artist, as, you know, any mother is baffled to find their child has forged a career as an artist. But I think it's not her favorite show, to tell you the truth.
But it's still a show that's won the 2015 Drama Desk Award for Solo Performance, and it's having a great run. It continues through the City Theater, on City Theater's main stage through June 5th. And Benjamin Scheuer has been my guest. Again, he is the writer, the performer of the one-man show, The Lion, which has really been a sensation the world over and is having its run in Pittsburgh. So got about a minute or two left. Why don't we go out on a song? And I'll say I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks to Ben Scheuer.
Thanks, Paul, for having me.
You're welcome.
It's not how long the rain falls or how hard the wind blows or how deep is the snow in the nor the balance we fake when we feel the ground shake and we think that our world will explode. It's the help that we give, it's the love that we live, it's our pride in the friendships we form. It's the courage we show facing things we don't know. It's the way that we weather the storm. It's the way that we weather the storm. Gather round, children, come here to my side and sit by the fire where it's warm. I'll tell you something was once told to me about the way that we weather the storm. It's not how long the rain falls or how hard the wind blows or how deep is the snow in the road, nor the balance we fake when we feel the ground shake and we think that our world will explode. It's the help that we give, it's the love that we live, it's our pride and the friendships we form.